The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. Today is Friday, August 28th, and you're listening to the Texans Today podcast. My name's Drew Doherty of Texans TV, and the Texans went through practice today outside across the street from Reliance Stadium. And afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak talked with the media. He wants his starters to step up Monday night against the Vikings.
We're physical today, the football team. Very upbeat. I like the way we practice, so need to finish the week that way tomorrow.
What were a couple things that really paramount for you to come out of this game?
Well, I mean, I think it's response more than anything, Mark, for our football team, because we were really kind of having a great camp, progressing along, feeling pretty good about what we're doing, and boom, you know, you get a dose of reality, and you know, I want to see us respond to that. I think we've had a good camp. It's time for all the starters to stand up and say, I'm ready to go. That's what this week's about. And the good thing for us, this is a great football team we're playing. So be nothing false about where we're at, you know. And so looking forward to the challenge and want to see our guys respond.
Gary, can any of the defensive tackles do anything in this game to solidify the starting spot?
Oh, yeah. There's many spots on our team that are going to have to step up to solidify some spots, you know. That's why we're going out there. They're going out there for three quarters. If you're a starter, you better play like one, you know, because there's some good competition going on, and you'll see some new faces playing with the starters this week, and you know, we'll see how we come out of it.
Gary, you said this is like a regular season game. Yeah. This is a Thursday. How much game planning though are you doing?
Oh, we approach this game like it's a regular season game as far as everything we do, Matt. You know, coaches preparing throughout the week, our preparation with players, our meeting time, our practice time. So, you know, we're trying to set the stage for what we're going to be 2 weeks from now. So, you try to keep it as real as possible from that standpoint. No, I don't think there are new faces, Mark. I just think that there are guys that are really going to have to step up to hold some people off, you know. So we'll let you figure those out, you know. But we've got some tough competition going on, and it'll get worked out, you know, over the course of the next 2 weeks.
How is Molden's progress?
Really good. I've been very impressed. He took the whole practice today. You know, the word all along has been, if there's no setbacks, he goes. And so far, he's ready to go. So very, very positive. I know the team's excited to see him out here.
How much can him getting healthy help your team?
Big. It could be huge. I mean, because he's a fine player. You know, it's not just that he's healthy, but he's a really fine player. He was playing well for us before he got hurt. So great opportunity for him, I mean, to crack a lineup in a lot of ways. You know, we got young guys out there, so really interested to see how far he comes. But we got to be smart, too. You know, he's not going to go out there and play as much as a starter, so to speak.
Kubiak mentioned cornerback Antoine Molden, and in the locker room afterwards today, we talked one-on-one with Molden, who's happy to have this second chance after an injury.
I mean, well, Drew feels good. You know, I've been out for 9 months, and, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to playing, and I'm excited. I feel healthy, and I feel good.
What sort of timetable as far as getting stuff done do you have for yourself, or does that even exist?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think timetable is an issue. I think for me it's just to get better at my technique, you know, just take every day as if it's my last, actually. You know, so I just take every day and get better in the film room, you know, transferring my technique on the field.
Did the injury change that at all, the take it every day as it's your last, or were you always like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you get injured like that, I mean, you definitely sit back and, I mean, you have a lot of time to think. And, you know, it definitely hit home. And so, you know, I just go out there and try to play every down is my last. You know, that's one thing I take away from the game, because you never know when an injury like this is going to happen again.
It's pretty safe to say that, you know, now that you're out back with teammates doing the stuff, like, grass is greener, air's fresher, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely grateful. I mean, 9 months is a lot of time, you know, to sit back and think. And so, you know, I mean, you're definitely grateful. And you take advantage of this beautiful opportunity.
Everybody talks about the offense, justifiably so. They did a good job last year. What are you guys looking to accomplish as a unit, you know, this year?
When you think of Frank Bush and his character, I mean, you know, he definitely brings his personality to this defense, you know, and we're excited about this season, you know, as a defense. And, you know, I'm excited, you know, what I can contribute to the defense, because we have a good group. And, I mean, again, you know, I'm just excited.
What about Monday night? You got it's a pretty good run game. I mean, I know you're out on the edges, but this is a pretty fearsome run attack, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great test for us. You know, I mean, we're I mean, we're both in the NFL. I mean, I'm at the NFL. It's not an easy game. I'm with Adrian Peterson, you know, with Brett Favre and them guys. I mean, we definitely have a nice task on our hands. No, I mean, I really don't worry about it. I mean, Brett's a great quarterback, you know. I've learned a lot from these vets, and you know, the game this Monday is going to be that much better.
Defensive lineman Antonio Smith also commented on the task in front of this Texans defense.
People put better, right?
I think so. You know, every training camp you're going to have competition. I think that it pushes you, and you know, it pushes the ones, you know, that has the starting spot to do better, and then it pushes the ones who are trying to get one to elevate their game.
Obviously, you need a little continuity on the defensive line. I mean, I know it's not up to you, but you like the way the inside guys have been playing?
Yeah, I really like the way they've been playing. They've been coming along, especially after Coach said that, you know, you got a lot of boys turning it up and playing pretty good in the game.
Now, Cody's going to get a little extra reps. How do you think he's been playing?
He's been solid since he got here. Since OTAs, you know, he's been really impressing everybody.
Okay, so whole defense as a whole has to step it up after that last game. What's your philosophy going into this third preseason game?
It's exactly that. We got to step it up. We got to play solid defensive ball. You know, we can't let them get out there and rush the ball up us. You know, I mean, you know, get over 100 yards. I think that's our goal. Keep them under 100 yards. We can't let them just run through our defense like we did last week. I think that cutback really got us, you know, in that game with the Saints. You know, we thought we had it during practice, but when it came to the game, you know, that cutback play really hurt us. And I think that once you open up a can of beans in this league, every team is going to use it against you.
Okay. What's your thoughts on the Favre return coming in here to play?
It's fun. You know, I think that every defensive lineman dreams of sacking quarterbacks like Brett Favre. I think it's just going to be a fun game. You know, he loves the game. He wanted to come back. And, you know, I think that's just about it. I think too many people make a big deal out of it when it's really not.
Okay.
What do you think about their run game? How impressive is that, what they're able to do?
It's really impressive, especially with the running back they got. I think that's going to be a big, big focus that we got to fix this week is stopping the run, especially with him, because he is a cutback runner, and that backside cut lane is exactly where he likes to go, so we're going to have to hucker down and get it stopped.
That's Peterson, you know, in your estimation, your experience, how good is he?
You know, I played him even in college, and even, I mean, he was a rookie when I played him, and he was something special then. I think that he runs the ball like few running backs do these days, you know, and he's going to get his yards. But, you know, all you got to do is get out there and put a hat on him, in several hats, not just one, and stop him from, you know, just running wild out there.
Thanks so much for listening to the Texans Today podcast. Make sure you go to HoustonTexans.com for all the information you could ever want on your favorite ball club. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.